At our new members gathering this week, I had to apologize. It's not often that you follow a celebration of growth with dry bones. And I think I begged them to not take it personally. Though the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. Not because of the average age of those joining our congregation, but because the anthem is a wonderful response to new life in our church. Because there are days in our lives when we feel bone scrape across bone. That our health concerns have outweighed our hope. That our worries, our burned out beliefs have all bottomed out. There are dry bone days that make it difficult to put one foot in front of the other. The same is true not just of our lives, but of any organization. Days when it feels like hope has left us, where we all feel lost. Days when it feels like one bone scraping against another. And God asks us, can these bones live? At this time in the life of Christianity, as we struggle for hope and meaning amidst increasingly secular society, as we look for fleshy experiences of life and love, what a profound gift it is to hear these words of Scripture. It gives us the best non-answer in the entire Bible. God says, can these bones live? And Ezekiel says, you know. It's not a yes or a no. It's Ezekiel saying, if they can, it's in your hands, God. In this strange and wonderful vision that Ezekiel experiences, two things happen. God reminds Ezekiel that there is future beyond what we can see. Ezekiel's place in this story is merely to prophesy, to imagine a future, to dream a hope beyond that current moment. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, and as it bears now repeating that because we're in Black History Month and we're singing spirituals as a part of worship, the dream that Martin Luther King Jr. is still a dream before us. We struggle into relationship with one another. We struggle to see how one another is the same. There's a great graphic. I think they make it into a t-shirt that I probably should buy. But it has a whole bunch of skeletons on it. And under one skeleton, it says black. Under another skeleton, it says white. Under a third, it says gay. Fourth, it says straight. Religious, atheist, human. We're all the same. There's a future beyond what we can see. And the other hope from this passage is that mercifully, it's not all about you. It's not up to us alone. We have a place, we have a part to play. Ezekiel prophesies. We allow our faith to change how we interact with people in the world. We serve in this church. We sit on property committees forever and ever and ever. And yet, it's still not up to us alone. I think we can easily convince ourselves that we are the beginning and the ending. If we don't do it, no one will. That if we fail at something, it means we failed at life or church. But God says to Ezekiel, just prophesy to these bones. That's enough. Do that and then step back. Step back because I, the Lord your God, can handle life and death and new life. And everything in between. We've heard it as let go and let God, or what's the other one? Carrie Underwood, Jesus take the wheel. Don't try that when you're driving. But we know that there's a lot that consumes us that we have no control over. And the scripture reminds us that there's some things beyond us, and that's okay. There are some things that God can handle. And that's okay. And at the very least, if you feel like life and death are at your doorstep, Ezekiel's reminded that you don't face this world alone. For the God of grace and glory looks upon our dry bones and sees life, even when we cannot. Amen.